Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Can you believe this? I just came in and totally overwhelmed Michaela.
Listen, it's nothing more overwhelming than me trying to go to bed early last night as I'm trying to prepare for Thursday.
Sure.
I finally fall asleep because yesterday I didn't sleep at all. I was like a little bit nervous and excited. I finally fell asleep last night. Lisa, my partner, I don't know how this is the thing, sings so loudly, Living Spaces, the jingle.
Why?
I don't even know. While I'm asleep, I woke up. I said, why would you do that? Kind of like, I was like, why would you do that? She's like,
advertising works, kids.
Apparently, woke me up out of a dead sleep.
Your jingle.
I said, what did you just do that for? She goes, oh, sorry.
Proud sponsor of the Champion Canada Show. Much love.
Yeah. And thank you, guys. I want you to get a little bit of sleep first.
Don't be shocked if we're giving away gift cards after the first of the year. Well, that's normal. No Q1. Q1, we always end up giving away Giving Spaces.
Oh, I love that. Lisa's a big fan.
Living Spaces gift cards. Or Giving Spaces lift cards. I'm not sure which it is. That's hilarious.
Is that insane? Just like a jingle, so loud, woke me up out of a dead sleep that I could not fall back asleep. You know, once you're like awake, and she also terrified me. I don't know what made her yell it at the top of her lungs, but.
I go through these moments of where, listen, Michaela's been around. She's done stuff. It's not her first rodeo being in front of people. So I go through periods of where, we'll just throw her in and see if she swims. It'll be great. And then there are other times of going, I can't just throw my friend to the water.
Give her a life jacket.
I mean? The kind of the theme of this, and it's been a 10-minute torrent coming out of me like a fire hose of information. I'm just every thought that I've ever had about Toy Drive, I'm unleashing on Michaela. And I just want you to know it's coming. You know what I mean?
Of course.
So that when we get there and you go, oh, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is what he was talking about.
Right.
You guys be nice to her.
Yeah, be nice to me, okay? I'm not getting any sleep at my house and I just want to be prepared.
You'll get there. We'll just see it.
Yeah, listen, I'm so excited. I think with anything, your first time doing anything as far as being on your side of things.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit nervous because I don't know what to expect. Yeah. But I feel like once you know what to expect, that's like more the fear of anything. I just don't know.
Amen.
You know?
Well, and that's the beauty of Toy Drive. You never know.
Yeah. There's always, no way to prepare.
Everybody goes, oh, well, you're not, you know. The two questions always, are you ready? To which I answer, do I have a choice?
True. Actually, that is applicable to ready? A lot of things.
I suppose.
Yeah.
I was ready. Sure. I was ready at the end of last one. I mean, I know, listen, I've lived 9 months of my life on a scaffold. I know what I need. I know and every year there's a little tweak of some sort. Sure, I was ready. I don't even remember what day it ended last year, but we were ready that next day. You know?
Yeah.
It was okay, fine.
Sure.
I keep pretty serious notes on everything. Like literally every year I make notes on what clothes I wore. Not down to like what color underwear, but I know last year that I X amount of underwear.
Good for you. Sure. Because it's so different for you. You have to do you pack like a little suitcase and then just have it all up there?
I have bags.
Yeah.
But the beauty of it too, my wife comes every day.
Oh,
so
sure.
So if I need something, it's not, yeah, it's that part of it is not a big, I always tell everybody and they're like, we want to bring you food. We want to do don't worry about me. Mm-hmm. You know what I need? I need bikes.
Yeah.
You know what I need? I need gift cards. You know what I need? I need to fill up trucks. Thanks. God bless you for whatever food item that your restaurant provides. Mm-hmm. And I love that. And I know it's not a big deal for you. I need money.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need bikes. I don't need food. And nor does anybody else down there.
Yeah.
They don't need food. We're not down there to eat. We're down there to work. Yeah. We're down there to fill trucks. And we're serious about it. You know what I mean? And it's great and it's fun and all that. And we can't wait to see you. Mm-hmm. My God, we can't wait to see you. But we got a job to do.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so when people, I want to do something for you. You know what? I don't need it. I need toys, bikes, cash, and gift cards.
Yeah.
And a lot of them. And we only have 12 days to do it. That's what freaks me out.
Is that the part that freaks you out the most?
Again, I've told the story a million times. It used to be, whoo, 12 days. Ooh, day six. My God, are we going to, we still got a week to go, you know, on day five, mm-hmm. where it's that Monday. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, we still have weeks to go. Now it's, listen to me. 2 weeks from now, literally 2 weeks from this moment, we're not having this conversation.
I know. You said that yesterday, and I was driving home, and the perspective hit. I was like, wow, 2 weeks from now, it's just done.
Okay. Do you remember, you know, 14 days ago or whatever it was?
Uh-huh.
14 days till Toy Drive. Now we're here.
I feel like my heart is pounding.
It is. No, it is. So this is the evolution. This is the evolution of me. So a few days ago, you know, I was grumpy about it.
Yeah.
You know, I was.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, God. And now I'm like, let's effing go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's daytime. It's game time.
Mm-hmm.
It is game time now. Let's go. We went to Walmart yesterday. I buy for everybody. And I'll take you around on social and show you everything. I buy a 40-pack of waters. And I buy 2 cases of Propel Immunity. You know why? Because I don't want to have to depend on anybody while I'm up there. I don't want to have to depend on someone. Hey, can you get me some water? I'm out of water. No. Because you know why? Because we got trucks to fill. We got people to greet. We got ornaments to hand out. We got I gave stickers to hand out. I don't need to worry about somebody bringing me water. Get my own water.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now let's go. Ooh. Starts Thursday.
It's game time, baby.
Yeah. And in fact,
I'm terrified.
In my brain, it starts tomorrow and it doesn't.
Yeah. That's fair though. It's good to be a little day ahead.
But it's toy drive time. Let's go. I think I've made my point. By the way, out of nowhere, literally out of nowhere, rarely do these things sneak up on us. Hmm. We usually have a heads up. Do you know? Did you read? You know, my favorite part about Michaela, she doesn't read her emails. Do you know we have a huge do you know we have a major concert announcement at 7?
Oh my God, I read that. Surprisingly, I read that email.
Wait, what?
Listen, I'm stressed about toy drive, so I've read every single email.
What'd you say?
Because it's toy drive season.
Yeah, I haven't missed an email.
Sure she doesn't miss anything.
Oh, yeah,
listen, toy drive keeps me on my toes, too. I'm like the best employee ever.
I'm not kidding you. We got a
it's a big one.
It's a big one. I mean, when they talk a major, and we always say major, and no, this is, it's, whew. And the idea that we have not one but two pairs of tickets to give away to this one today, it's big.
Yeah.
So we'll see you at 7. We'll see you at Toy Drive. Oh my God, there's a lot going on. It's Chet Buchanan Show. Let's go.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
And then Michaela and I were just talking about how it goes on the last day. And it's really funny on day 12 of Toy Drive, on the last morning.
Yeah.
It's oddly quiet. Here's the funny part, too. Nobody wants to get up early. Nobody really wants to get up early. So they all want to come late. You know, and what's late for us in the show is anything after 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
For most people, it's like, oh, God, I got to be somewhere at 8 o'clock. So on that last day, it's oddly quiet early. Mm-hmm. Although I had somebody say, I noticed that it was quiet, so that's when we're coming. So they're gonna come between 6:30 and 7 on that final day, and they go, I know the final day is crazy of Toy Drive.
Yeah.
But will that work? And I went, that works great.
Perfect.
Because I was telling Michaela what's fun is that it's super quiet. Like from 6 to 8, you kind of go, geez, I hope people are gonna show up. You know what I mean? Which is weird. Mm-hmm. It's the final day. Then all of a sudden, once that snowball starts rolling downhill on the final day of Toy Drive, it's madness. It's chaos. Everybody, we talked about this yesterday. Everybody wants to come in at the end. Everybody wants to, because they go, it's over. We got to go.
Mm-hmm.
And they also, everybody wants to be the hero at the end, which is kind of funny. But then it's over.
Yeah.
And we spend probably an hour, 45 minutes to an hour, mm-hmm. taking pictures, hugs, high fives, tears.
Yeah. And that's Monday.
People want to tell stories. Yeah. On Monday. Mm-hmm. And then I said probably, and then honestly by 11:15, I'm home. I'm in the shower already.
So 12 days.
And then.
And I have therapy at 1.
At 1 p.m.
That is perfect. Going perfect. To be perfect timing.
I was like, ooh, can I go with?
Yes. Rhonda, we're on our way.
Listen, I'm not going to lie right now. Usually I drink, so that's.
Yeah, no, Rhonda, we'll take your insurance. Come with me.
You know, that sounds nice.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
All right, first pick, 702-364-9898. Jennifer Hudson's The Gift of Love, an intimate live experience, Sunday, December 22nd, courtesy of our friends at Live Nation. I want to test drive a new bit.
Okay.
What are we calling it? No middle ground.
Ooh.
Stay out of the mushy middle. You've got two choices, and these are the only two choices.
Okay.
Pick one.
Cool.
Micro-cheating or 100% innocent? These behaviors, are they acceptable or do they cross the line into micro-cheating? While some of these actions might not be the best choices, they don't necessarily mean somebody is cheating or even micro-cheating.
Okay.
You know, we know what we're talking about with micro-cheating.
Yeah.
You're cheating, but you're not.
Yeah. It's like a DM.
But no middle. Okay. For example. On the, you want to do male or female, Michaela?
Let's do female.
Okay, then. Dressing up and going out with your girls right after a fight.
Oh.
Is that 100% because you're highlighting what your partner might lose? Is that 100% innocent or is that micro cheating?
100% innocent.
Okay. Adrian, 100% innocent or micro-cheating?
100% innocent.
Sure. You know what? I'll take micro-cheating only because you know what you're doing. You're going
to
go out there.
Yeah, but you would dress up to go with your girls anyway, I would think.
Or you could stay home after your fight. You don't have to be throwing it out there and going, look what you might lose. And then also seeing what kind of attention you can get.
Yeah, but that's not micro cheating. That's just like, don't ever do it again, baby.
I don't want to argue all day.
Fine.
I just... See, that's why this could be fun. That's why this could be really fun. So yeah, I want to test drive.
Okay.
Because I really want to do it for relationship rehab. And God, I hope it works because I don't have a plan B. 702-364-9898. Let's go.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
No middle ground. Micro cheating or 100% innocent? Adrian, who's on the phone?
We got Jason Gertley from Cadence.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
what's up, Jason?
How y'all doing?
Where have you been? Yeah, it's been a minute. Where have you been, dude?
I'm working right now.
I got you.
So I'm actually a school administrator. So that's why you don't see me a lot during the regular school year.
Understood. What school? Do you mind if we ask?
Courtney Junior High School.
Courtney.
Okay, Junior High.
Junior High.
Yes.
All right. Love that. Write this down. Jason, Courtney Junior High. Got it. Micro-cheating for men or micro-cheating for women?
Let's go for men.
Okay. Texting a female friend good morning, sending a casual yet personal message to another woman on the daily. Is that micro-cheating or 100% innocent? No middle ground.
100% innocent. That's just your friend.
Michaela?
I don't want to ask questions. I know it's black and white.
No, ask a question. I'm okay. What's your question?
Were they friends before?
Maybe.
If they were friends, tough. I know. I'm going to say 100% innocent.
Turn that into a statement. If they were friends before, how does that affect your
100% innocent.
Yeah, how involved is the significant other in this?
Yeah, right?
Because you and I talk to each other in a very, we're very close and we're very,
very
loving.
Very daily, very love you.
That.
And I have male bandmates I text daily with like, love you dudes, bye.
But Lisa knows all about it and everybody knows what the score is.
Yeah, for sure.
So as long as everybody knows what the score is.
Yeah.
But if it's hot Lisa from accounting and you don't want your significant other to see the text.
I'm cutting the phone service.
Then.
Yeah.
Cutting the phone service.
Bye.
But y'all giving too much context. No, it's black or white. You know, if this is my friend who, you know, yeah, 100% innocent. Yeah. Okay.
If you catch micro-cheating for women, if you catch your significant other holding eye contact with a stranger longer than usual, you know they're trying to get their attention. 100% innocent or micro-cheating?
The person I'm dating is staring at some other person.
Yep.
100% micro-cheating.
Yeah, that's micro-cheating.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
I agree. Adrian, what are you looking at so hard?
Adrian's laughing. He's going to be 100% innocent. Uh-huh.
I'm going to say innocent.
Yeah, I know how you move in the world. I understand.
No.
Because what are you looking at?
It takes a lot to get Adrian to move over to that other side.
Yeah, it does.
It takes a lot to get him to move off that.
And I agree with you, Michaela. What are you looking at that long?
Yeah. How about close your eyes?
Yeah, what are you looking at that long?
Blink.
While they're looking back at you.
Yeah, no. Oh, it's making me mad thinking about it.
Yeah, what's your point right now?
Don't do it.
And you know what? And that's when I get the guys. Mm-hmm. That's when I get the guys. And I'm a jerk this way. I'll fully admit it. I'm the biggest a-hole ever. I will get their attention, and then I will wink at them.
Good for you.
I'll catch them staring.
Yeah, I won't break eye contact. Do it to me.
And I'll give them the wink.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, got you, bro. Saw you. See what you're doing. This is
nice
calves.
I'm here. What'd you say?
You got nice calves, dude.
Nice calves, bro.
Yeah, I'll compliment
you,
buddy.
Good job. You work out, bro? I don't even know what it means. Have fun. Jason, have fun. It's amazing to hear your voice.
Yeah, we missed you.
B, I hope we see you at Toy Drive. C, and maybe the most important, have fun at Jennifer Hudson.
Most definitely. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Have a great day.
Bye.
Hang on 1 sec.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
It seems like a version of this story comes around every couple of years, Michaela.
Okay, tell
me. But if you finally just had enough and you're like, I'm moving to Italy, especially if you're a work from home type.
Yeah.
There's a tiny Italian village. I believe you pronounce it Olole, Ololai, Ollolai.
Uh-huh. Sounds good to me.
Offering Americans a place to go and a house for a buck. They've got these, and like I said, this comes up every once in a while. The city bought up a bunch of these homes that need renovations.
Uh-huh.
They will sell it to you for it's a buck 05.
A dollar?
Literally a dollar and five. You have to, wait, the city is offering a home in need of renovations, reservations, relegations. I don't, yeah, any of the words. For more than just a buck. Free temporary housing to select digital nomads. Oh, the renovation homes are a dollar. The homes that are move-in ready are $105,000.
Still very good.
Right. This little town has a population of just 1,000. And you've got to be, they've got to choose you.
Uh-huh. Right?
But they're looking for people that, again, are in the digital space. They work from home.
Sure.
They want a picturesque place to kind of do their thing. They need a little isolation so they can focus. And in return, this the mayor, Francesco Colombo, which doesn't sound fake at all, said, we are betting on them to help us revive our village. They are our winning card.
I absolutely love it. And I can't help but wonder, would 98.5 KLUC be able to stream from a little town in Italy if
for some reason 1,000,000%. The same way that I do this show from the farm and nobody ever knows. It's kind of the way people do it now.
Well, then ciao, baby. I might find a little cottage.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, remember that back in the mid-2000s? Hoopy-doopy-doo.
Uh-huh.
The way to do get me started.
Live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Home of the world.
KLUC FM and HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good mornings in the car.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me up there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Back when everybody was drinking the scissor. Good times.
Oh, it was good. You know, Katy Perry, when I lived in West Hollywood.
Yes.
She obviously had a lot of, West Hollywood is known for like a lot of gay men. It's the LGBTQ area.
Sure.
She would come to some of the clubs and they would be playing her songs.
Oh, yeah.
And she would get, if there was a stage or if there was a bar, she would get on top and people would go crazy. She'd be lip syncing her own songs. That's and hilarious. It was so fun. She was a fun girl.
Good times.
Yeah.
Sure. Hey, listen, Toy Drive starts in 2 days. Thursday, it's happening, kids. It's fantastic. I wish it would stay like this, maybe with a few more clouds.
Yeah.
No such luck. But weather's not going to be an issue. It's go time, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Literally two weeks from this day.
We'll be packing up shop.
It will have been packed.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That's right.
Done.
Because yesterday you told me we'd be packing up shop and that was Monday.
You know what's hilarious about all
my
of this?
God.
2 weeks from today, there may not be anything left in that parking lot at NV Energy. I was going to go by today. I assume they're putting up the scaffold today.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to just do a flyby and just take a look. But
you want me to do it for you? I live in the area. I'll do a drive-by.
True. Yeah, let me know.
I'll take some video. I'll go inspect the property.
No, I wouldn't.
Get the car, Michaela. Just get in the car.
Just let them do what they do.
Hey, guys, I'm here to check things out.
You know, yes. Don't annoy those people. They have exactly.
I'm bringing my hard hat.
Do you know the story behind the scaffold?
No.
They, the Carpenters Union uses that as the final exam for their apprentices, I believe is what they call them. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's the building that scaffold is part of their final project, their final exam. So the great part about it is every single bit of that scaffold, mm-hmm. somebody checks.
Oh, wow.
To see if people are, if they're messing up.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So it's honestly, you can land a helicopter on that thing. It's fine.
I'm so excited to see it. I haven't seen it in a couple of years. And to see it, can I go in or I'm not allowed in?
Yeah. On. There's no in. There's an on.
I mean on.
Yeah. Of course you are.
Okay.
Yeah, your staff. Nobody else though. When this company became Odyssey, they got super weird. The new lawyers for this company have gotten super hardcore about who can be on the scaffold and who cannot.
Oh, sure.
I got in giant trouble. Everybody has to be approved, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where the list goes, but there's a list mm-hmm. of people that can and people that cannot. And good Lord, definitely nobody under 18. You know, that's the rule. That's probably a good rule.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Need nobody bringing no kids up there.
Mm-mm.
But you've got it. But it also, it all has to be pre-approved. Everybody has to sign a waiver. There were two very prominent celebrities mm-hmm. in this town. I would say Vegas royalty.
Okay.
I was super excited to have them there.
Okay.
And they didn't. I don't believe they signed. I believe somebody else signed a waiver on their behalf, but they were not on the pre-approved list. And when we put them on social media, I caught all kinds of hell. And I said,
no way.
Did you really want me to tell them no?
Oh, I love that this is like hotter than some of the nightclubs to get into.
Is that
it's
what
pleasing
you
me.
Is that what you wanted? Uh-huh. Was for me to say
kick them
no
out?
And just, and I, honestly, I offer everybody, I go, you don't have to come up here if you don't want to.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, we want to.
No, of course.
Not always. Pharrell, when my dog used to stay with me, when Jake used to stay with me, my golden retriever.
Uh-huh.
Pharrell didn't want nothing to do with no dog.
And he was afraid.
And didn't want anything to do with that 30-foot scaffold. And for whatever reason, they made him go up there. And it was kind of, yeah. I think that was as close as anybody's ever come to peeing their pants.
Oh, Pharrell.
Yeah.
Listen, this sounds like a good deal, though. I love that you brought Jake, your golden retriever.
Yeah, he used to hang out. Aww. Jake was pretty sure Toy Drive was basically for him to meet everyone.
Yeah, of course.
That's a good boy. Yeah, he would look over, he'd wag his tail. People would show up. Hi, Jake.
Sweet baby.
So excited.
Your bodyguard. So,
Toy Drive starts in 2 days. We've got other things to do before this. I would be more concerned about making this announcement right on time at 7 o'clock had the artist not already been tweeting about it and on social 30 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. This whole thing has been in place since November 1st. I just went back and checked the email chain. It was happening. It wasn't happening. It's happening again. Then it's happening now, but don't say anything. Mm-hmm. Okay, wait a minute. Again, don't say anything. All right, now we're going to say stuff. Here we go. So today, on December 3rd, 2024,
uh-huh.
we can now tell you Kendrick Lamar is coming to Allegiant Stadium on May 31st.
Let's go!
Adrian says there's more to this story.
Oh.
It is not just a Kendrick Lamar tour. It'll be Kendrick Lamar and SZA coming to Allegiant Stadium May 31st.
Yikes.
I love SZA.
Yikes.
This sounds so fun.
Yikes. Yeah, emails have been going around literally since November 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Confidential hip-hop stadium artist. Mm-hmm. It's very much on the under. Tickets go on sale on Friday at 10 a.m. Okay? And it was a big deal. They were like, you will not announce this before 7 a.m. or horrible things will happen.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, here's the other really cool part. Remember, we've put Michaela's Hometown Throwdown on hold till after Toy Drive because there's no point.
Yeah.
At this point, there's no point.
Yeah.
So why don't we just give you the tickets?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't we just hand them
it's
over?
It's the holidays.
702-364-9898. Right now, if you would like, caller number 25, if you would like the very first pair of Kendrick Lamar tickets in Las Vegas,
hey,
we can make that happen.
Yeah, I love this.
Stadium tour. It is going to be massive.
You know it's going to be so good.
Can't wait. Mm-hmm. After a Super Bowl performance, too.
Oh, yeah.
And the Grammys, which he's expected to win all of them. So it's going to be huge.
Yeah, I have nothing else to add to that.
Yeah, I was looking at your face and you were, that's it.
Yeah. I'm trying to contain myself.
Well, hey, and I was trying. Very excited. I was trying to decide which KDOT song I was going to play. And I, you know what? Just go with the classics.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Give me more. Weekday mornings, it's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
When that song first came out, yes. My fiance, DJ Lisa Pittman, was at Marquee, and she was spinning it.
That's on her driver's license,
yeah,
by the way.
It is.
DJ Lisa Pittman. her full and complete legal name is DJ Lisa Pittman.
Yeah, it's going to say that on her marriage license.
That's awesome. That's so awesome.
She was spinning this record.
Yes.
And the club was full, Marquee. Stand with her sometimes, and I'll support her. Sometimes she'll let me like talk into the mic for 1 second.
Oh, God.
And so the hook of this song came on, and I said, sit down, mi amor, with my whole
chest. Your whole
chest,
heart, your whole being.
Every ounce of my
you
being.
You meant that.
I said, mi amor, baby. And she ripped that microphone from my mouth.
That makes sense.
She said, those are literally not the words, and you need to go home.
That's
and
awesome.
I said,
you were, you were rocking the crowd. You're like, yeah.
Mi amor.
I love that song.
Yeah, Kendrick. She said, get off the stage. Please
Kendrick's
get off the stage.
Kendrick's in love. Mi amor.
Yeah.
I love that song.
I was like, this is for me and you, Lisa. She was like, I need you to not embarrass.
That stays in your car.
Yeah.
That's where that.
And she's never given me the microphone again.
I guarantee it.
To the club.
Guarantee it.
I can't even get in the club anymore.
I'm questioning certain choices I've made regarding to you. Now, knowing that, I feel like we've gotten lucky. I'll take that all day long. You want to do that? This is a safe space for you to do. Yeah, but if you want to just botch lyrics and do whatever, this is the place to do it.
Oh,
who's
God,
on the phone, Adrian?
We got Rena Austin Brown, Mi Amor from MLK and Owens.
Yeah, Hour More. Yeah. Hey, Rena.
Hey, good morning.
What outfit are you wearing to Kendrick Lamar when you go May 31st?
Shut up.
You got a while to figure it out.
Oh, my gosh. I'm really going to probably just take my son. I have no idea.
She's just answering questions that haven't even been asked.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, just, just spurting out information. She's not sure
what
to do.
I'm taking my son, maybe.
I'm so freaked out right now. I'm just saying stuff. That's the best.
Oh, goodness.
You're the greatest. Oh, you know what? Don't tell him. That's a Christmas gift you just got.
Oh, it's okay. We're right. We're actually at the bus stop. And then the thing came. I'm like, get out your cell phone. Call.
Okay,
oh,
then.
Amazing.
Good. But by the way, that's your, what's his name?
Naeem,
that's your Christmas, just so you know.
Oh,
that's amazing. Have a great day. Naeem, have a good day at school.
Have fun, dude.
Oh, that was
thank you.
Oh, he did.
In shock. That's awesome. Rena, have a great day. Congratulations.
Thank you guys so much.
So good.
Yeah.
Here's the crazy part. We've got more of those tickets. We will give them away at 8 o'clock for relationship rehab. Okay? Mm-hmm. So stay close. K-Dot's coming to town May 31st. And we've played this game 1,000 times. It seems like May 31st is a long way off. Be here before you know it.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets go on sale again this Friday at 10 a.m.
Yes.
For Kendrick Lamar and SZA at Allegiant Stadium. Wow. Ooh. More free tickets at 8. It's the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. By the way, if somebody's screaming out, "I bandito," that's going to wreck the mood.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Luis Fonsi, he goes, I hear you screaming, "I bandito." And I'm thinking, no, I will start laughing.
Nah.
And all I can think of is like you twisting your mustache.
It wouldn't matter to me. I don't even know what that means, but just any other language besides English, I'm like, oh, that's beautiful. Yes.
Oh, okay, I hear that.
Exotic.
That's right, baby. Stephanie just sent a really funny email. You guys laughing at Michaela saying, quote, and she puts in quote, DJ Lisa Pittman. This is what happened to me at Thanksgiving. My wife's uncle is friends with Anne Margaret. Do you know who Anne Margaret is?
Old like school. The old actress?
Yes.
Love Anne Margaret.
Old school.
Yeah. I think she was in a movie with Sophia Loren, who I also loved. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Grumpy Old Men?
Grumpy Old Men.
Yes.
Yeah, she was a hot old
gorgeous
lady in it, too. And Sophia Loren was, too.
I know it.
All of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but this is great. So my wife's uncle is, this is what happened to me at Thanksgiving. My wife's uncle is friends with Anne Margaret. Margaret, that's exactly what he calls her every time he talks about her. Not Anne, but Anne Margaret.
Yes.
So you know exactly who he's talking about every time when he's dropping that name, like DJ Lisa Pittman.
Yes, say her name.
So that there's credibility to the story.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, that's right.
I got you.
We understand each other.
Hey, can we maybe in 2025 find a way to stop doing this? What do you want? Listen, this is going to sound morbid, and I don't mean it. I think it's a real conversation. What do you want to happen to you when you're no longer with us on this earth?
I want people to be very upset, cry.
No,
mourn.
I understand. But like what happens to you?
What cremated.
Happens to your physical being? And then what happens? Then what are we doing with you?
I don't know, maybe sit me on a fireplace.
Are you sitting in a box in my office like my mother did for 7 years before we finally got to Montana to lay her to rest with my grandparents?
Would I be with you?
Huh?
Would I be with you?
You want me to keep your box of ashes?
You said you want me to keep you on my desk. I never thought about it.
No, that's what I'm saying. No, like literally, where do you want to go?
I know what you're saying. I'm just messing with you.
I don't know. Am I taking custody?
You and Lisa can share me.
This relationship just took a... Well,
but the headphones are on my box.
No, half and half.
Yeah.
Scoop a little in one...
Yeah.
Okay, I had an idea for the longest of times.
Yeah.
That I said, when I go, I wanted for me to be portioned out, and I wanted my friends to take me to certain stadiums and arenas and just, you know, leave a little bit.
Where?
Oh, yeah.
Where, though? Inside the venue?
Okay, at the time. Okay, so at the time, this was 10, 12 years ago. It was pre Golden Knights, pre everything else. I was a huge Vancouver Canucks fan. Mm-hmm. And I wanted, you know, maybe, as you know, center ice, Rogers Arena, maybe. And then a little at Lumen Field, home of the Seahawks, pre-Raiders, mm-hmm. all that. Mm-hmm. So I wanted, yeah. And I thought maybe some at NV Energy, you know.
Oh, yeah, sure.
In the spot there where the scaffold is.
Okay.
And that's what I thought. My wife looked at me and went, I'm not doing that.
she's like, we're off the schedule. No,
it's disgusting. So what we've landed on is that we have a family plot in my hometown where the farm is. And my dad and his wife, we bought them. I got a great deal on a giant, it's obscenely huge, this headstone. It's massive. Mm-hmm. It's the biggest thing in the cemetery. Mm-hmm. Obnoxious.
Yeah. Good. But
they sold it to me for 75% off, 80% off. Because they were moving and they didn't want to move this monstrosity.
Oh, sure.
So I bought it and they literally delivered it for free because they were like, otherwise we got to take it. And I went, awesome. My dad will love this. It's got his picture on it. Like literally the letters are 2 feet tall for our, you know, for the family name.
Yeah.
And all of that. And so what's funny is that there's a little tiny space right next to that plot where my dad and his wife are. Mm-hmm. And Amy and I are going to go in there.
Listen, this is important because let me tell you something.
I'll do the stadium thing for you. I'll handle it.
No, it's cool. No, and I'll tell you why no in a minute.
I think that's good because I will say I did go visit. My grandmother was buried in Boulder City.
Yeah.
And I was in Boulder City the other day, so I wanted to stop by and see her. And I get very emotional when I talk about my grandma. No, I'm going to go see her. So I'm crying on the way there. I park my car. I'm crying going to the place where I think she is for 30 minutes. I went from crying to getting mad. I couldn't find my grandma anywhere. I had to get my car and go home. I was like, where is my grandma?
You never did find
her? I never found her. And I'm not talking to the aunt who knows where she is. So I just said to drive home.
Findmygrave.com.
Find my grandma.
No, findmygrave.com. Oh, find my grave. Literally.
Wait, is that how you do it? Is that a thing?
It helps. I ran into the same.
Did you? I think it's a common thing.
Strange story. Where my mother and my grandparents are buried in Montana is right next to the ranch where they filmed Yellowstone.
Oh, that's cool.
I know. Claim to fame now.
Yeah.
Here's why you're not spreading. And remember, I started this by saying in 2025, can we stop this? Yeah. They had to shut down Haunted Mansion, which is now a little more haunted than usual right now. They had to shut down Haunted Mansion at Disney World because somebody, and this happens about once a year, whether it's on freaking Space Mountain or whatever, somebody released freaking ashes on the ride.
My God.
Which, by the way, whoop, whoop, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Poof. Yeah, dude.
Cloud. It's unclear how long they had to shut it down for, but everybody's got to leave. They've got to scrub it down.
Oh, God.
As I write this, said it, which Disney employee going on Reddit for why? As I write this, Haunted Mansion is down and being evacuated due to somebody spreading human ashes on the ride. Ultimately, here's the thing. When you do this, they just end up in the inside of a vacuum cleaner. They're going to end up
100%.
They go, this is what the guy said. He goes, look, it's really dumb. This is why Disney is okay with it. Because they said, your loved one's ashes are just going to be vacuumed up into a bucket with mouse poop and it'll get thrown away.
Yeah, dude, you're on a Clorox rag. Don't do it. Or on someone's skin who was on the ride.
They caught it. They'll get you on video and you never get to go to Disney again.
Yeah, not worth it.
For the rest of your life. Yeah,
it does make sense though, why the Haunted Mansion is always closed now.
It's just dumb. Can we stop doing this?
Yeah.
The spreading.
Okay, so noted. You don't want to be put there on your tour.
No.
Okay.
Not unless somebody was like, hey, at the beginning of the year, we'll sprinkle a bit of him at center ice.
Okay.
But why center ice? Like Haunted Mansion, I don't understand doing it on the ride. There's a courtyard. That stuff's not going to get cleaned.
Yeah.
So if you're around the arena on the outside, it's not like they're cleaning it every day.
That's
center
the way.
Ice, they're going to clean it.
That's the way.
Okay, so we're not putting on center ice.
Center ice, just a little bit before they make the ice.
Okay,
fair enough. We're putting Chad on ice.
If I'm in the ice, maybe.
Okay.
Put me in the ring at WrestleMania. You know what to do. So
they're going to sweep you up, too.
Yeah, no. Well, maybe. But I'll just shake it out of my pant leg like Shawshank. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do, actually. I know that reference.
I was digging out the thing, and Andy just... Man, I just miss my friend. That's,
yeah.
Okay, no, I got you.
All right. Just put me on a fireplace.
More Jennifer Hudson tickets for you with the 177-second survey, which is literally about as half-baked as it's... Oh, we just have another question. What do you want to happen to you when you're gone?
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. We'll see if that makes the cut in another 10 minutes.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
All right, we got to go. We're late now. 177-second survey. Who's on the phone, Adrian?
We got Sage Molina from Centennial Hills.
Oh, Sage. How are you? Oh, wait, you're not Sage. You're Sage. Hey, Sage. What's happening?
Hey.
Hi. What?
How are you guys?
Oh, we're good. What happens to you when you pass? Like,
huh?
Literally, what's happening to you? Well, how do you want to be taken care of when you are no longer with us?
Gotcha.
In an urn.
Okay. No, that's a lot of people want to do that now. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to just get in a box.
No.
No more.
Yeah. No.
Do you? This is a funny thing that just came up. Do you like hosting people during the holidays? Do you like having people stay at your house?
No.
Michaela, do you like having people stay at your house?
Yes.
Adrian, do you like having people stay at your house?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do too. You know what I've learned that I don't really like?
What?
Do you like, let me ask you this. Sage, do you like staying at other people's houses?
Yes.
Michaela's shaking her head no.
No, I don't.
I don't dislike it necessarily.
Yeah.
No, I kind of do. I kind of dislike it. You know what? Give me a decent hotel. It doesn't even have to be a nice hotel. I want to be able to have my own stuff.
Yeah, I want to do my own thing.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I know there's one of my friends that may be listening right now that's like, oh my God, you stay at our house all the time.
Oh,
and that was
surprise.
No, but that was great.
Yeah,
no, that's great. Their house is great.
Yes.
Other places, not so much.
Yeah, I like to just do my own thing. Also, I one time did actually this real. I got spray tan on my friend's white towel when I was getting out of the shower. I felt so bad and so responsible for it, and I was like, I can't be in other people's homes.
Adrian, do you like staying at other people's houses?
No, I want to be comfortable in my oasis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And just when you're done, you're done.
Exactly.
Have a TV that you can turn on and watch what you want.
Yes. Stop talking when you don't want to talk anymore.
My bathroom, my snacks, all of that.
And even if it's a hotel, that's still kind of, at least temporarily, your own space.
Still your own space.
61% of people, less than two-thirds, are cool with people staying at their house.
Yeah.
Really interesting, I thought. Hey, do you know, random question for you, just because we have 30 seconds left. Random question. Do you know the name of Ralphie's dad in A Christmas Story?
Oh, I do not.
Michaela?
Ralphie Sr.?
Adrian?
No, but they filmed it in Cleveland.
Oh, which you love. Have you been to the house?
No, it's always packed.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because it's a museum now. So
yeah, I'll bet. Even in the summer, I'll bet. It's crazy. He's typically referred to just as the old man. He doesn't have a name.
Enjoy. Right.
Have fun at Jennifer Hudson. We really, if you wouldn't mind, after the first of the year, we'd love to find out just exactly how intimate this is. Because it says Jennifer Hudson. Jennifer Hudson's The Gift of Love, an intimate live experience.
Okay.
Sounds interactive. Yes. I don't know. But it's awesome.
Uh-huh.
I'm interested.
Absolutely.
Way interested.
I want to know what's happening there.
Way interested.
Yeah.
So have fun. It's always good to talk to you.
Thank you so much. It's so nice talking to you guys.
Hang on 1 second. Yeah. Relationship rehab with more. Did you hear? Kendrick Lamar and SZA, Allegiant Stadium, May 31st. If my phone wasn't charging. Don't ask.
It happens to the best of
us. Is that Memorial Day?
It's a Saturday night. I don't know if it's Memorial Day.
It's Memorial Day. Last weekend in May.
Oh, so yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good God.
It's going to be mayhem.
In the best possible
ways. Oh, for sure.
Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. You can have yours for free in just a moment.
KLUCFM at HD1, Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. It's the Chep Buchanan Show.
It's on every morning when I wake up. This is my station and I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
We did this bit earlier today.
It's good. I like this as like a regular bit.
It's a new bit. Yes. The new bit is called No Middle Ground.
Mm-hmm.
Stay out of the mushy middle.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about.
Make a decision and stick to it.
This particular, and we can go a lot of different ways with this.
Mm-hmm.
This particular bit is micro cheating or 100% innocent.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that it's breakupable.
No.
You know what I mean? And let me, I wrote a definition.
Okay.
Are these behaviors acceptable or do they cross the line into micro cheating? While some of these actions might not be the best choices, they don't necessarily mean someone is cheating or even micro cheating.
Sure.
So is what they're doing, you just got to make a decision. Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
The thing that I love is you got to go a long way to get Adrian to say anything is even any form of cheating.
I know. Yeah, you do.
You got to go a long way.
Uh-huh.
It's almost got to be
actually cheating.
Slap him in the face. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I know they were doing that, but were they looking them in the eye while they were doing it? You know what I mean? And they're not cheating.
It's very serious.
But are you a jealous guy, Adrian?
Sure. I'm a human being.
In a relationship?
Yeah, I'm a human being. I have thoughts and feelings, emotions.
It's not the answer.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's so funny to me.
Yeah, why are you laughing at this?
Are you a jealous guy, Adrian? Well, yeah, I'm a
human being.
I'm a human being.
Emotions, Michaela. I'm not heartless.
Yeah, but it's levels of jealous.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, God, what am I thinking? Yeah, I'm the a-hole here.
What's wrong with you, crusty?
Sorry. Whoa.
Yeah, angry.
Boring. Loser.
Stop yelling at people. Hey, you want Kendrick Lamar tickets? 702-364-9898. Be caller number 25, and we're going to play, what's the name of it again? No Middle Ground. It's a new bit. It's new.
Clearly, but it's yours.
I don't mean everything.
It's towards everything, of course.
But it was the best setup because he was like setting it up the whole thing.
Yeah.
He's like, Kendrick Lamar tickets, and then we're going to play. What's that thing called again?
What's it called again? What'd I do? Got Toy Drive on the brain.
That's right.
Honest to God, in my head.
I know.
In my head, Toy Drive is tomorrow.
I know.
Today's getaway day. You know, like today for
yes.
me, it feels like this is the last day of freedom.
Yeah. And it kind of is.
Sort of. Yeah, but
in
no
way.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But first things first. What's it called again? No Middle Ground. Micro cheating or 100% innocent? Kendrick Lamar. So again, Kendrick Lamar and SZA have announced for Allegiant Stadium on Saturday, May 31st, which Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good God. That's just
it's
insane.
It's going to be insane. Mm-hmm.
It's insane. Make sure everything's tied down. You know what I mean? This place is going to blow away.
Yeah.
Thank you to our friends at Live Nation. Really cool to be a part
always.
Of this. Tickets go on sale Friday, December 6th. That's this Friday, children's, at 10 a.m., which is weird to say. I mean, I know Toy Drive starts Thursday and all that, but to go, hey, this Friday is December 6th. What?
I know.
How did we get here?
I know.
It's almost 2025. Oh, here's the other thing. So, of course, there was going to be a way that you can donate by text.
Oh, sure.
To Toy Drive.
Yeah.
And it's 2024 Toy Drive to 76278. Right?
Yeah.
And I looked at 2024 and went, that's not right. That's the old one. And but no.
Yeah.
Because I'm already, you know what I mean?
I know. The same thing happened. I saw a calendar the other day, but I was a year back. I was like, well, 2024 is next year. And then I was like, oh my God, no, babe.
I was like, no, we're already done with 2024.
Yeah, I know.
I can't keep any of it straight. 702-364-9898 for your Kendrick Lamar tickets right now.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, this is fun. Who's going to do our relationship rehab today?
We got Julie Rodriguez from Spring Valley.
From Spring Valley? Hey, Julie.
Hi.
That was
so
awesome.
Excited.
That was awesome because there was just a little pause and I could sense it. Michaela and I could both sense it that you were just gearing up and you were ready and you're like, go!
Yes, cutie pie.
So good. So good. Okay. The name of the bit, which we love, is No Middle Ground. Is this micro cheating? Are we familiar with what micro cheating is?
I think so.
Or it's not like real cheating, but you're not.
It's still like, I don't know if you should be doing that.
So again, while some of these actions might not be the best choices, they don't necessarily mean somebody's cheating or even micro cheating. Mm-hmm. What say you? No middle ground. You got to pick a side. Either 100% innocent or micro cheating, or maybe even full on cheating.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you, Julie, men or women?
Okay.
Men or women?
Women.
Okay. Pick a number between 1 and 15.
We'll do 10.
Good. Making physical contact unnecessarily, lightly touching someone's arm or back, 100% innocent or micro cheating?
Micro cheating.
Michaela.
Unnecessarily?
Yeah. Here's what I've realized about this bit too. There's a lot that context has to do with.
Right.
Let's assume we're talking about somebody that you're not tight with. In all situations. It's not somebody you're tight with.
I'm going to say 100% innocent because I'm also very affectionate.
That affects what I've realized, too. That affects a lot of these answers.
Yeah.
Are you so, Julie, you're not a toucher?
No.
I'm a toucher. Mm-hmm. I will shake your hand. Adrian, 100% innocent.
I'll go innocent.
Yeah, I knew you would say, well, yeah, he always says innocent. I can't wait until we find the thing that he finds objectionable. Mm-hmm. But he's like, yeah, paw all over me. I'm cool.
Yeah, okay. Not cheating.
No, but I will. I will shake your hand with both of my hands.
Yeah.
I will. And I can tell every once in a while, sometimes I'm a little much.
Yeah, I could say the same for me as well. But I'm like a pat on the back, a pat on the shoulder.
Sure.
Yeah,
I'll touch your arm.
Yes.
I'll touch your arm. I might even cup an elbow.
Oh.
Know what I mean?
We don't know what you mean, actually. What does that look like?
Come here, I'll show you.
Cup an elbow?
Yeah, it ain't nothing.
Okay, he's coming up. Cup my elbow. Get over here and cup it.
No, just a little.
Oh, that feels kind of nice.
Okay.
Now coming back the other direction, I feel like you're micro cheating. Just a little. If you're like, hey, that feels nice.
No, it just felt like you were holding my arm up. I liked it. Thank you.
That's what I mean. Like if I'm talking to you.
Yeah, that's not cheating.
And I'm making a point.
Yeah.
Like I can see that happening. I can also see somebody being really skeeved out.
Hey, this guy's covering my elbow.
All right, Julie, let's go men this time. Pick a number between 1 and 15.
Okay. We'll do 5.
Purposely not mentioning his partner in conversations.
Oh.
Keeping the relationship vague or downplaying it. Micro cheating.
Period.
Julie?
Yeah. Definitely.
I can't wait to hear
this. Yeah, Joy, let's go, Adrian.
Adrian.
Innocent.
Oh, my God, how?
People don't need to know my life story.
Adrian, yes, they do.
I don't have to bring up my partner in every conversation if I'm at the store and we're talking about something.
But you're purposely not mentioning that you have a partner.
Okay, I walk into a store, we're looking at TV, some TV show that's on that me and my partner watch.
You should see this
guy's arm. And the person next to me goes and says, oh, I love that show. I'm not going to go, yeah, me and my partner watch it all the time. I could be like, yeah, no, it's really great.
No, but what if someone was like, hey, you want to go to dinner? Do you have someone you want to bring?
That escalation does not qualify.
I agree.
It does qualify. Oh, no, we're not going to gang up on me.
We're not ganging. We're not ganging. I'm making a ruling.
Fine.
I do believe that's a little bit.
Hang on. Did she lives in Barbie World. Did I take it too far? Okay, listen, I might have taken it too far.
Yeah, we may have gone a little too far.
I can roll back.
I need to have a buzzer for a penalty.
Okay. You know what? I hear it out in my head now.
Yeah, that's a little... It's much.
It did a little bit.
But if... God, what's the situation? I'm trying to come up with a situation.
It's hard.
But it's a... you're on the right track, Mikhail.
Okay, what if I asked you, hey, do you live alone? Naturally, I'd be like, I live with my partner. Adrian, if I said, hey, do you live alone?
Yeah, I got a roommate. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's not good.
And he's 6 years old.
I live with my son. He's, you know, like if he just, you know.
Right.
Just happens to not mention. But I live with my son. Oh.
Where's his mom?
Yeah, where's his mom?
Does his mom
right
live?
Right now? Well, are you...
Adrian's like, just look at the TV.
Then if they go, are you married? Are you married? No.
No. Well, are you guys together?
Right now? I don't see you're here.
Right. That would be where the conversation would go.
Total micro-cheating.
Micro-cheating.
All right, that's enough of this. This is fun, though. We'll come back around. This is a good bit.
It is good.
I like this. This is also like cheating, not cheating, but different.
Yeah. Yeah, I like this one better.
Yeah, me too, a little.
Right?
Nothing wrong with the other one.
No.
It's like this one better.
Just a little more.
Know what we're saying, Julie?
Yes.
I don't think you do. I don't think you do.
We put our girl through it.
No, you're the greatest. You're really fun because you're so excited, and then but yet you're making sure that you don't say anything stupid.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So you're very measured and very cautious. Very responsible.
Uh-huh.
I love all of that. Have a great day. We'll see you at Toy Drive. And and then we'll see you at Kendrick Lamar.
Yay.
All right, hang tight 1 second. I understand we'll have more tickets for Kendrick Lamar tomorrow.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
It was kind of funny. Michaela and I were having a conversation off the air about Toy Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And how it all works and you know, whatnot.
Yep.
Don't complicate this. Literally, you could show up whenever you want. The show starts at 6 a.m. We take donations till 8 o'clock at night. I'm there on top of the scaffold. There's a security guy there that if, you know, because for a long time we staffed it 24 hours. Pandemic did away with that.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, it was a bit of overkill. But I'm just here to say that we're never turning anybody away. So Sunday through Thursday till 8 p.m. And then Friday and Saturday nights till 10.
Yeah.
It's usually kind of when it ends, you know, for a lot of people anyway, mostly because it used to be that Walmart was open 24 hours.
Oh, yeah.
So people would show up.
Uh-huh.
And literally, you know, like people get off work at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah, in this city, for sure.
Yeah, and they'd want to come by. Mm-hmm. And for years, I would. And you know what? I'll still stand by this. If you want to come by, if you really don't believe I'm there 24 hours a day for all 12 days, I haven't even touched the stairs in years,
mm-hmm.
Come by, honk your horn, and yell. I will come out and wave. It will probably be with one finger. But that's, you know, but if that's interesting to you
will
as well,
be there.
You know, and that might not be in the spirit of toy drive, but you understand what I'm saying. I might not be pleased about it.
Yeah.
Inevitably, and I'm never sure whether it's a security guy. The security guy claims it's not him. Mm-hmm. And it's been consistent the last couple of years.
What?
But I'm not sure whether it's a security guy or it's somebody across the street. There's a bar across the street. Mm-hmm. Now, sleeping right next to Sahara, it's not always optimal anyway.
Right.
You know, first couple of nights, your brain kind of stays awake.
Yeah.
Getting into night 3-4 and moving forward, I honestly sleep pretty well.
Yeah, you get used to it.
Yeah, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But inevitably, there's somebody who sits in their car and plays what appears to be thrash metal.
Stop.
Loud enough that it will wake me up.
How many years has this happened?
It's 2-3 years. Now,
for 3 years, slash metal.
I believe I'm hearing it across the street. I have come out on occasion and said, hey, is that you? You mind turning that down a little bit? I mean, I know you gotta stay awake and all that, but
yeah.
It's also, I did not choose that shift. So can we, you know, maybe we work together a little bit.
And he's like, no, it's not me.
Wasn't me.
Is he listening to music or you still can't even figure it out yet? I'm going to stop by.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Not at 3 a.m.
I live right there off Sahara. Speaking of busy streets, I do. Listen, it's a sound you have to get used to, but once you do, it's like white noise.
Sure.
Honk, honk. I'm like, bye, good night.
Oh, good. Yeah, no, it's like my cousin Vinny.
Yes.
Joe Pesci feels better. Feels better when he's in jail.
Yeah.
It sounds like the streets of New York.
Exactly.
My point being, there is nothing holding you back from donating. There's just nothing. We were actually talking about hotels and lawyers. And different people, all are welcome.
Yeah.
Everybody is welcome. Everybody will get love that we can. Mm-hmm. You know, physically, we will try and give everybody love that we possibly can. We would love to say your name on the radio. How many times? I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, but obviously we're trying to help people. We got 100 charities. Got 100 charities over the next, you know, literally 14 days now. Because we're 2 days out from Toy Drive. We've got 2 weeks. We got 2 weeks. Think about it in these terms. 2 weeks to come up with 42 trucks. Okay. 7,775 bikes. That would be one more. So I'm not in the business of turning anybody away.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm happy you said that. I will say to your point.
Hang on. And $802,390 in cash and gift cards in the next 14 days. Mm-hmm. We are not in the business of telling people no. In fact, I need to find more heroes. I need to find more people to come. I need to find more people to do it meaningfully. You know what I'm saying? But listen, if we got to do it with 1,000 people with one bike, 1,000 people with one toy, 1,000 people with a $5 gift card to Target.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And that is every bit as meaningful as, you know, Terrible's last year did 225,000 last year.
Wow.
I think
wasn't
so.
Wasn't it 225 from Terrible's?
That's amazing.
Which is so crazy that it doesn't even sound true.
Yeah. That's so much money. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you're one, it's all, you know, literally, if you like your stuff equal, this is the place.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I do want to mention on the text line, a lot of people have been hitting us up, asking us questions, want to volunteer, when can we drop off stuff? You go to odyssey.com/KLUC, right there on the front of the page, all the facts and information that you need is right there to come join us.
Or did you have a point you wanted to make really
Nothing.
Quick?
Nothing. I got a DM thanking for the clarification because they were so excited but didn't know if there was a certain schedule. Like we said multiple times,
no.
There's not. You
no.
come, you drop it off. It doesn't matter who's there, yeah. What's happening.
You don't need an appointment. It's really funny that people, and there's been a lot of that this year.
Yeah.
You need to, when can I come? Whenever you want.
Yes.
That's why I'm there. That's why I live on the scaffold. That is so that when you show up, somebody is there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it all starts Thursday. You want to know more? Here, listen to this.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I guess how you with me out there.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
You ever watch them shows about people living in Alaska, out in the middle of nowhere, where they got to have people drop supplies to them and stuff like that?
Yes, because I used to date somebody from Alaska, and I thought it was like a makeup place. So I watched all these shows. You know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, yeah, it's daylight at midnight. And I was like, is that a real thing?
This spring, my wife and I are planning to take the Alaskan cruise.
You're going to love it.
I spent time when I was a little kid in Anchorage.
You did tell me that. Yeah.
So we want to go back. We've talked about it a million times.
Yes.
She wants to take the Alaskan cruise. I want to go back to Anchorage. We're going to do this. In fact, I have a very, very good friend whose dad was a doctor who did that. They would fly on those float planes and go into little villages and help people out. So the reason this is why I love this story. This woman named Esther Sanderlin she flies around and takes supplies and stuff like that to these little villages.
So great.
In Alaska. She goes, I was visiting our newest neighbor. They were talking about how life had been really tough on them and that they were going to split a squirrel three ways for dinner and how that really wasn't going to go very far. She goes, I just had a thought at that moment. You know what? I'm going to airdrop them a turkey for Thanksgiving. This was, I guess, 2 or 3 years ago. She now, this year, airdropped 36 frozen turkeys to help her neighbors. They were especially happy about it because frozen turkeys, they don't get, you know, so beat up.
Yeah.
And the snow is soft, so there's no need to do parachutes, which helps you be more accurate with your turkey drop, which is kind of I want to be the turkey dropper.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Pilot to bombardier.
Hey, there's turkeys falling out of the sky.
She hopes to form a nonprofit one day, but she is currently, if you want to watch how this all continues to evolve, she has a Facebook page called the Alaska Turkey Bomb. And it's awesome.
Oh, that's great.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Have you been watching this drama about the stupid banana that was duct taped to a wall by an artist and it sold for $6.2 million?
My God, yeah, I do. And it was so stupid that I scrolled past it because I was mad about it.
Well, now the guy that sold the banana is weighing in because he's like somehow he feels like he's owed something. I don't know what. 74-year-old guy had a fruit stand outside of the Sotheby's New York auction house.
Mm-hmm.
He makes about $12 an hour. Did I mention he's 74 years old?
Sure.
And he sold. So literally this Italian artist, this Maurizio Catalan, stopped at the fruit stand,
mm-hmm.
bought a banana for 35 cents,
mm-hmm.
okay, took it inside,
I can't.
Duct taped the freaking banana to the wall,
and
then some dude bought, this Justin's son, bought the $6.2 million, and I'm making air quotes, artwork.
Uh-huh. No, make them loud and proud.
Who, by the way, plans to eat the banana?
Oh, my God. You know what, Chet? I hate this story.
I do, too. I'm not even sure that there's any way to wrap this up.
Yeah,
it was just so weird.
Yeah.
That, and sorry, bro, that you were the guy that was the one that sold the 35 cent banana.
Yeah.
That went for $6.2 million.
Well, so who could have ever, like, never in my bingo card would be like, let me buy this banana for 35 cents and then tape it to a wall and sell it for $6 million. Like,
yeah, who walked in and went, yeah, well, wait, what did that guy bid? 5.8. Okay, I'm in for 6.2. What are you going to do with the banana? You're going to tuck tape it up in your house and go, that's the banana. That's a $6 million banana. No, I'm going to eat it. God, I hate, you're right. I hate it. Everything. I hate us. I hate myself for telling the story.
You just hate the whole thing.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Toy Drive starts on Thursday. And in other news, I'm amazed that this is not getting more play.
Tell me.
In the media.
Mm-hmm.
An influencer in Texas, her name is Ashley Grayson, claimed to be running a 8-figure business. That's tens of millions.
Ooh.
An 8-figure business as a coach, course creator, and writer.
Oh my God, I saw this.
Okay, you did see this.
Yes.
She was found guilty of paying her friend and husband to off 3 people, $20,000 each. The 3 targets included Ashley's ex, a rival who ran a similar business, and some internet troll who was leaving negative comments on her page.
God.
How crazy and powerful.
Yeah, and I'm literally laughing because the amount of pettiness also.
And the ego.
Yeah.
The massive ego.
Yeah, a rival, so you're going to off them?
Yeah, this person who's running a similar business. And the troll.
God.
Literally.
Yeah, insane.
Look, I get it. You want to, and if you've ever found yourself in this situation where you have somebody who you really don't know who they are, you don't know where they are, you don't know what they are, and they're coming after you.
Yeah, even harassing you.
And it's frustrating as all get out. Now, I tend to ignore most of it, which makes them crazy. Like, I won't even give them the dignity of blocking them.
Yeah.
Which I know makes them nuts. But on occasion, I will also, find out, I will find myself in the position of going, hey, on your way out of your mom's basement, say hi to her for me and tell her I'll be over later. You know,
that's, is that the comeback you use?
I have.
Chet, you literally have used that comeback. I know it.
They deserved it. And by the way, that's the radio version. But then there's Ashley, who's often people.
Yeah, babe, just block them like a normal person or use Chet's comeback, but to kill them?
Yeah, just fight fire with fire. You don't need to be. Man, she was found guilty of murder for hire and sentenced to 120 months, 10 years. In prison. Just 10?
Yep.
How did she only get 10?
I feel the same way. It should be so much longer. She's a psycho.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
A bonus, a supersize, a giant version of The More You Know before we go today. Just because I find these fascinating, all of them. The original Star Wars trilogy is 377 minutes long. Darth Vader only appears in 44 of those minutes. Less than 10%.
Wow.
Of the whole thing. But yet
crazy,
is not,
a massive character.
He's in only in 11 of the 120 minutes of the first movie.
Great.
14 of the 124 minutes of Empire Strikes Back. And 18 of the 132 minutes of Return of the Jedi. Yoda was even in less, a total of 17 minutes and 55 seconds.
Yeah, but they're legendary characters. That's crazy.
The reason there are usually mirrors next to elevators is to keep people distracted while they wait.
Hilarious.
So, you're staring at yourself.
Oh, I'm so guilty.
Narcissist. Instead of going, God, I wish I had an elevator to get here. What show did this eventually become? The first title was Insomnia Cafe. Second title, so they said Insomnia Cafe, not good. 6 of 1.
I know.
What do you think?
Friends.
Yep.
Hey!
And then it was Friends Like Us before it eventually they settled on Friends.
Wow.
It was also a version of something else that a bunch of people passed on and went, nah, this will never work, before it also became Friends.
I always love those stories.
Crazy. A guy named Philip Noel Baker from England is the only person who has ever won an Olympic medal and received a Nobel Prize.
Wow.
Which is, beauty and brains, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Athletic ability and smarts.
That's actually very cool.
He won a silver medal as a runner in the 1500 meters at the 1920 Olympics, then went into politics and won the Nobel Peace Prize 39 years later in 1959.
Wow. Genius. Yeah, love that.
Good. And by the way, have you ever noticed that Owen Wilson is in basically every Wes Anderson movie? The reason behind that?
Yeah.
They were roommates at the University of Texas in the early 90s.
Oh, my God. I love that. Well, you know, I feel like there's, like Adam Sandler. He has all of his, like,
oh, yeah, brought all of
players,
his buddies along for the ride.
Ben Affleck, Ben Stiller. I love when you see things like that.
Sandler, what's wild is if you go to a show, you'll see all of those guys that are in all of those movies playing different, like one guy's doing security.
Oh, I love it.
Another guy is like the stage manager.
Uh-huh.
It's wild.
That's really cool.
The more you know before we go, let's get out of here. Toy Drive starts Thursday. You ain't going to see me until then. Laying low for the next couple of days, silently preparing whatever's left to prepare. after 25 years, heading into our 26th year of Toy Drive, it's kind of down to a science.
Oy.
But yeah, follow me on social at Chet Buchanan. And by the way, everything for Toy Drive will be there at Chet Buchanan. CHETBUCHANAN, also at 985KLUC, and numerous times per day on Fox 5. So there's a million different ways that you can keep up with Toy Drive when it starts on Thursday. Adrian?
Yes, sir. You can follow me on TikTok and Instagram at Heavyweight Radio. New content coming to all the social media platforms the entire month as we close out the year properly. And be sure to check out the Unlikely Podcast wherever you get it, including that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H, and you will see me all this week. Loving, experiencing, working on Toy Drive. That's where
right,
I'll be.
But you're low-key too until then, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right, so fine.
Yeah.
We will be back here for another amazing radio show, promise. The last one in the studio tomorrow. Weird to think about, right?
Oh, yeah.
One more show in studio,
uh-huh.
Then Toy Drive, and then we'll see you all in January.
Wow.
Crazy. Ah! Have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
The Chet Buchanan Show.